Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Vance Becker. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 22, verses 24 to 46. Here Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples and has just told them that one of them will betray him. We read, "A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. He said to them, 'The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.' Peter said to him, 'Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death.' Jesus said, 'I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me.' And he said to them, 'When I sent you out with no money bag or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything?' They said, 'Nothing.' He said to them, 'But now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack. And let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors, for what is written about me has its fulfillment.' And they said, 'Lord, here are two swords.' And he said to them, 'It is enough.' And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples followed him. And when they came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation.' 'O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.' In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son." Let's think about these verses. Yes, indeed, pray that you do not enter into temptation. Temptations are coming out of the bushes right here in these verses. They are also all around us today. We need the kind of help that I have when I'm driving my car. It has all sorts of beeps and lights to warn me if I start to do something I shouldn't do. It beeps if there's a car in my blind spot when I go to change lanes. It vibrates the steering wheel if I wander out of my lane without signaling, and tells me to stop for coffee if I do it too often. A light tells me if I am going over the speed limit, and a backup camera keeps an eye out behind me. It dings if I don't put on my seatbelt when I start, and if I may have forgotten to do something when I turn it off. These verses have cautions and warnings for us, to keep us from fearing the devil's threats and backing up into worse problems. They shake us to wake us up to overconfidence. Beep, don't turn from the straight way when you have blind spots. Ding, ding, don't think that what looks good to you is better than God's will. Bing, don't try to just blend in with those around you by using words or actions that make it seem you don't know Jesus. Warning, don't lash out with a sword or sharp words at those who seem to be a threat. Buzz, don't become proud thinking you are greater than others and they owe you something as a benefactor or need to be your servant. Bing, bing, stay in your lane and do not act like you need to do something that is not your job. Don't think you are in charge of protecting God when it is the other way around. And most of all, don't lose your faith. Even if you do crash and don't fail to encourage others to trust in Jesus when they have fallen into temptation. Jesus, knowing that we will indeed fall into temptation, was numbered with the transgressors, which is us, to take our place. He willingly drank the cup of suffering to pay for all of our sins. Now that he has risen from the dead and is sitting on his throne as judge, he uses his authority to forgive our sins. He uses his power to restore us again. He does this through his gift for all those who eat and drink at the table of his kingdom. Watch and pray that you are not led into temptation. And when you walk into it anyway, pray with confidence for God's forgiveness and renewal. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, the two swords of the disciples were enough to show them as sinners, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah that you would be numbered with transgressors. Yet you promised that they would eat and drink with you at your table in your kingdom, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Help us to remember that you invite transgressors to your holy supper, where we are welcome to receive the forgiveness of all our sins. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.